shall come to order at 3:32 on day this, what is this today, Tuesday, Monday,
Monday.
The 17th of February. Before us we have House Bill 117, and with us is Mr. Al Dwyer of the Department of Labor. Mr. Dwyer, please go ahead and give us your presentation, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a short explanation of the bill. This legislation will simplify the process of adopting new editions of the Border and Elevator Code. New editions of these codes are issued every 3 years, requiring legislative action to update the enforcement codes for the state. There's never been any opposition to the new codes, and they've been adopted by the legislature. By transferring adoption authority to the department, the process of updating codes will be streamlined, and the matter will not have to take up legislative time and attention. There will be no fiscal impact. We have one amendment to that. We've asked that we keep in shipboard elevators in the code. We assume that the Coast Guard was inspecting elevators on the ferry system where there are state employees. It turns out they haven't been. So we've asked to leave that in the code. In past editions, we've taken it out.
Very good, sir.
It is covered in the transmittal letter.
Are there any questions to Mr. Dwyer? Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Dwyer, I think this is an excellent approach. I like the fact that you just simply stay abreast with the changes in the code. Is there, by history at any rate, any appreciable impact on the general public? That is, has the code been modifying it or coming forward with changes that incur additional cost to the general public? Should we be aware of that?
To my knowledge, no. It's just a new technology.
Just adopting standards,
yeah.
Not necessarily other regulations that might incur additional costs on the general public.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Mr. Dwyer, this bill takes these three particular codes and adopts them, allows the department to adopt them by regulation. So in the regulation process, you have to have public hearings and go through the Administrative Procedure Act. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is it possible that that there could be a deviation, let's call it, characterized as a local amendment that occurs during the, that could be adopted as a result of public input during the course of the regulatory process?
Most certainly. Generally, though, we adopt the codes as read and allow local jurisdictions, local communities to amend them as long as they're no less stringent than ours.
But generally, we
have taken into consideration the public's concerns.
We allow local jurisdictions to make them more strict, but not less strict under the present evaluation. However, if there were a provision that would be less strict than the national code, could that be adopted through the regulatory process?
Yes, that could happen.
Further questions of Mr. Dwyer? Chair, to entertain a motion on the amendment number one before you.
Mr. Chairman, I move the amendment.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment number one is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, with a fiscal note.
Yes. Representative Covino.
Mr. Chairman, I move the bill as amended, individual recommendations, and a zero fiscal note.
Good. House bill, are there any objections? Hearing none, House Bill 117 is moved for consideration of the floor. Now in the public hearing on House Bill 118. Mr. Dwyer, please identify yourself for the record.
My name is Al Dwyer. I'm the Director for Labor Standards and Safety, Department of Labor. This legislation would shorten the time frame for an employer's reporting of an accident that is fatal to an employee or that requires inpatient hospitalization. Changes would also be made regarding the manner in which the report is to be made and the information that is to be included. To maintain our state OSH program, our standards must be at least as effective as federal standards. These changes will bring us into compliance with federal law. There will be no fiscal impact associated with this bill.
that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Are there questions of Mr. Dwyer? Now, the chair would ask that in your presentation and the accompanying letter, which is part of the record, you indicate, and in the bill, it says that there will be a federal toll-free number provided by the division. We had some earlier conversations, and could you describe for the record what that means?
I don't know a lot about that federal toll-free number, Mr. Chairman. I'll have to get back to my people tomorrow when it's not a holiday and answer that for you.
But that's part of the procedures there to speed up the job site inspections, for example.
Yes, and employers could call that toll-free number and report an accident within the time frames required by the bill, and they would be in compliance.
And also for the record, the State Department of Labor implements the federal OSHA standards and regulations in the state of Alaska. Is that correct?
That's correct.
In all areas?
With regards to worker safety, yeah, anything that's on land, everything except maritime worker safety.
But excluding maritime worker safety, who does maritime worker safety?
The federal government.
What department, do you know?
Department of Labor, OSHA.
Further questions of Mr. Dwyer? President Covina?
No.
You're waving your hand?
I'm prepared to, but I understand. No questions.
Chairman, if you're ready for a motion to move.
Yes, Representative Hudson, sir, you're on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, I would move House Bill number 118 with zero fiscal note out with individual recommendation, asking unanimous consent.
Thank you very much. The public hearing and testimony for the House Labor Commerce today is completed. Now we are stand adjourned at.
Yeah. Chairman, I move that they bring us all bills just as easy as these two the rest of the 2 years.
Well, I was going to chide the department for having